Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir! Make the choice today. Who you gonna serve? In the morning,
in the morning, in the day, in the evening.
Who you gonna serve?
When I wake up, when I sleep, pray when I eat.
Come on now, tell me who you serve.
When I walk, when I talk, when I hear the street.
When
it's my house. We gonna serve the Lord.
I have come to understand not to serve the works of men. They don't breathe, they don't live, they're not real.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omika 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. Welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. We are featuring a new segment, ladies and gentlemen, Women in Treatment, Aromatherapy Treatment for the Digestive System. And thank you so much for joining us back. To my old friends for Twittering me and following me, I say Habari Ghani, what's up? What's the news? And to those new friends, I say come in and have a sit down. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. I am your emperor, the one that's here to serve you. I am your advisor, the one that's here to give you advice. And I also am your advocate, the one you need. Welcome once again. This is another day in the Care to Read Room, and we'd like for you to highlight that number, 646-478 0270. Why don't you go ahead and lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. We're going to be talking about the digestive system because it's so complicated, and talking about aromatherapy treatment for the digestive system, I'm going to have to give you an overview because there are so many parts of the digestive system, such as the spleen, the liver, the pancreas, and it inclusively covers all of this junk that we put in our system. How do we disperse it? What happens to it when we digest it? Digestion takes more energy than anything that you do in life. That's why you see animals go and hibernate and lay down when they're digesting, because they have no more energy to do anything else with. And we, being creatures of habit, have the same problem. Digestive system and digesting causes a lot of energy to be burnt at the time we're digesting. So we want to do that in a way that we don't become sluggish and tired. We're going to cover some sessions about how do you make it easy for your digestive system. And you want to join me in a discussion, so why don't you call in? Lock the numbers in there so you can call in. The breath of life is very important. That's why we take time out to count breaths and to breathe, making sure that we understand that it is not a given that we will inhale a breath every time we take oxygen in. It's not a given that you have access to exhale that secretion. It's important that we take time to understand about keeping ourselves healthy in the natural breath of life. We're going to be talking about also polishing those teeth up, using natural things to polish your teeth and help you work with those bleeding gums and soothing those treatment for your throat if you're having that problem. Yes, there are herbs out there, natural things you can take where you don't have to take all allopathic medicine. We're going to help you stimulate the taste buds if you've lost your appetite for eating. And some of us, when we go through grief or we've lost a loved one or we're no longer in love anymore, we lose our appetite to eat. We need to keep it stimulated. A healthy appetite is very important, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be discussing all of that. So why don't you stay tuned and meet us in the atmosphere as we take a station identification break. And I don't want you to miss any of this, but I want you to take a break with me as I go and do the Dirty Dozen. Come on now, let's get all hyped up here. Here we go. Are you ready? Take your break with me. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, sometimes when we get on these airwaves, we have to command this airwaves to work like it should. I have not a clue why all of a sudden my little buttons here have to be spoken to, and I have to command them to function in the manner that they should. However, we've got some things that we need to say here in the spirit, and we have to decree things. Yes, we do. We have to decree things. Now, while that is trying to come to pass, we're going to just speak energy over it, and we're going to go on to discussing something. Now, for the benefit of you who are just coming in, I'm going to try to see if I can call in again. I can't tell if I'm on here or not. I can't hear myself. Let me see. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, just stay with me. I'm going to try to call in again because we're having the same problem we had before with our equipment. I don't know what is going on, but it seems to be a little serious problem here with button pushing, and we need to talk to these people about this equipment. All right. Now hold tight with me. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't look like our music is working here, and we're not going to take any station identifications, okay? Now, we're back on the air, and thank you so much for joining me. I will try one more time and see if I can get this button working, but it looks like all of them are going off and nothing's working. Okay, all right. So much for that. We don't need that button. We can go right on with what we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the digestive system. I'd like to take some time to go and acknowledge my ancestors so I can call them into being and they can set the atmosphere for what we're about to do. So why don't you join me as I go over to the talking care room and acknowledge my ancestors through a ritual that I do on a regular basis. Now, if you're not afraid, you'll set us up, and you'll be a part of this ritual too. So I like to pour libation to my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. Ashe. I like to pour libation to my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I say, Mother, find your way home quickly. I light a candle to my father's spirit, and I say, Father, may this light give you vision, may you find your way home. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south and, west, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to offer up a prayer for those of you who are present and in the midst of this ceremony. Father God, we just bless every household today that you might anoint it so that they can begin to understand the process of keeping a healthy, clean vessel. We thank you, Lord, that you are working to show us how to magnify our bodies and how to lift our bodies up and knit them back together. Help us to have a very clean digestive system so that our body parts are working the manner in which you have intended. We say amen, and God bless, and God be the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right into our topic today, and I want to give you a brief overview of the aromatherapy treatment for the digestive system. And as I told you earlier, it's very, very important that we understand the digestive system. And a brief overview is what I want to give you. This is nothing in depth, but it's something to give you correspondence so you can get involved with helping your digestive system. The digestive system is a complex interaction of various body parts and organs, ladies and gentlemen, with the vital function of the digestion stimulating and eventually eliminating waste from the food we consume. Besides the organs we normally consider to be the part of our digestive system, I like to tell you what they are, and that's your stomach, your intestines, and et cetera, the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, the gallbladder, and they all make up important parts and contributions to the digestive system. The system interacts closely with the nervous system as demonstrated by the gastrointestinal system, such as diarrhea or stomach upset. So when you get diarrhea or stomach upset, you know that something didn't go well with digestion. And it can be triggered by any stressful experience with your spleen, with your liver, and so far, and et cetera. As you might imagine, our emotions can affect our digestive system deeply, and it can affect how well we develop our digestive system and how well we perform in life. So we want our digestive system to be working properly. I'm reading from the Aromatherapy, A Lifetime Guide to Healing with Essential Oils by Valerie Cooksley, and you can find this book in any health food store. Now, also, there is a declaration of interrelationship among the various organs of the digestive system, and I quote, which utilizes an abundant amount of energy to facilitate four major steps of digestion. I'd like to tell you what they are, and the following is a brief overview of our four major processes that takes place in the digestive system. You might want to write this down. Indigestion is a mechanical process that involves the intake of varicose micro and macronutrients for the body to absorb, which includes the chewing. That's the first step. Number two, digestion is a chemical process that utilizes enzymes and various chemicals to break down food even further to be used by the body. Even after chewing, it has to be broken down. Number three, a metabolism is a cellular process which turns nutrients into unusable or into usable energy and body mass. Number four, the excretion is the elimination process which aids in removing waste from our bodies through sweat glands and our skin. The body in its attempt to keep it clean, not only through your pores are you excreting, but through your bowel as well. That is why even with our belches, that is a form of excreting and getting rid of the gases that are in our body. We have to pay very close attention to our digestive system because if the food is not moving properly and we're not getting rid of and excreting our bowel, then we have to activate it by taking something called laxatives or cleansing method. These are methods that you have to understand that when you get the food in, it's very important to get the food out as well. Along with aromatherapy treatment and recommendation use of the whole herbs and spice, a suggestion is made throughout this section, ladies and gentlemen, and we like to talk about some natural ways of helping you rather than using laxative. Discussing the amount of products that you use and when you should use them, your digestive system is very, very important and needs help sometimes. Because this book focuses on the skin absorption and inhalation methods for essential oils, oral administration is not discussed or advised unless we're specifically noted. However, they said, I have included a wide variety of herbal teas and recipes that they want to give you, and they're located in this book. We might not be able to go over all of them. The recipes to take internally along with external application of aromatherapy oil and inhalation of specific essentials. Now, what they're saying is these inhalations you can put into an infusion and you can inhale them instead of ingesting them, and they will do the same thing in eliminating the food so that you can get the waste out. In several instances, they said, I recommend seeking a healthcare professional opinion. So you must get the opinion of a professional, preferably a doctor or a naturopathic doctor. The very best health and wellness approach, which would support a holistic lifestyle, would include several members of a healthcare team, and that could be a medical doctor, naturopathic doctor, like I said, naturopathic physician, holistic, and aromatherapist, someone, and a nutritionist, a chiropractor, may all be part of your holistic team. They should be willing to work as a team to communicate information regarding your health plan with you. Ultimately, however, your health is your responsibility. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. But you want to put these people on your team. That's why Omi works with a team in her tribe as well. As you know, Jamel is a naturopathic residential doctor. Because this chapter is on common elements, ladies and gentlemen, of the digestive system, they have briefly discussed here for the purposes of narrowing things down, the medical system and the dietary philosophies that may be helpful to you, which can be used along with an aromatherapy. If you find a particular topic of interest, you could go out and further research that. Right now we're going to try and narrow it down. The natural hygiene, and that's what we're speaking of, your natural hygiene. When you wash the outside of your body and defoliate it and make sure that it's clean, getting rid of dead skin, you have to also wash the inside of your body as well. So with that topic, we're talking about natural hygiene and proper food combining so that you get your starches combined with your protein so that when you are digesting, you're not causing any difficulty in processing the food so that you don't have improper balancing of foods, okay? The natural hygiene and the proper food combining is definitely important. And the food combinations that you refer to are very important. What types of food are you adding, your starches and proteins together, so that they can properly digest. Okay, it says, the goal is to expedite the digestion of food through the digestive system. That's your whole goal. Get it in and get it out. Without putrefaction, meaning that it will sit there and spoil inside your stomach and rot and smell and ferment. So women, that's why we have to clean this stuff out of our system, because it will become fermented and have an odor to it, honoring the natural body cycle. In addition to eating foods comparable with each other, are two major principles of natural hygiene. So you don't want to put the wrong foods together so they putrefy faster in your system and carry an odor. The use of food is balanced and based on the body. This particular view of healing uses food as a medicine. Foods are used as a medicine through a naturopathic viewpoint. With the principles of the laws of the opposite, the various qualities of foods are considered for their effect on the body and used accordingly. Now, we have to make sure that we understand that when we take this food in, we want to combine our food properties, making sure that we're not using a gassy food with another gassy food. We want to make sure that they can get in the system and out. Now, I'm going to refer you to the bibliography suggested reading. You can pick this book up and look at the bibliography suggested reading. Now, they also talk about kiss bad breath goodbye. When you're digesting, you can accumulate lots of gases and odors in your bowel movement as well as in your breath. So, women, we want to take care that we are doing good hygiene of cleaning our teeth well and our gums. If you're experiencing bleeding gums, then that is a notation that something is going on inside your body. You might even be developing early pyorrhea, so you want to talk to your doctor about that, and you want to make sure that you're using the toothpastes that will make your gums healthy, such as soda, and also going to the health food store to make purchases of polishes that will clean your teeth and whiten your teeth naturally without using chemical substance. But the bleeding is an indication that your body has something going on with the gums. You must go to a dental hygienist or dentist to get expert advice. Now, in using natural things at home, we often talk about do no harm. Soda will not do you any harm, but it will cleanse the gums and make them healthy. There are certain aromatherapies that you can look at in the bibliography that will be conducive to using for stopping bleeding gums and for polishing those teeth. So you definitely want to get this book and read it. Now it says, kiss bad breath goodbye. This is one common ailment we all experience one time or another. Bad breath or halitosis can be a problem if you have poor digestion, a food allergy, a high acid system, or simply bacterial overgrowth. And that happens. When we have a lot of bacteria that grows in the gut, we have to understand that we could be experiencing something called candida. And there are products that you can purchase to eliminate this fast growth of fermented food in your gut to get rid of that bacteria growth and the overgrowth from poor oral hygiene or infections that you might have in the body where there's pus growing in your body that you need to eliminate. So you need to be up under the care of some naturopathic doctor. And I would like to quote, and I would like to go on and say, certain medical systems such as oral medicine and Ayurveda uses breath odor as a digesting tool to determine a patient's stage of health. Conditions like diabetes, sugary sweets and odors, kidney-related problems, and ulcers and urine odors, as well as digestive problems, can be produced. You can look at the urine and smell the urine to determine the actual diagnosis, and changing your breath. If there's change in your breath and it smells like something that it normally doesn't, you should notify your doctor. Some alternative health practitioners in the U.S. as equipment that can be performed, breath analysis to diagnose such illnesses as diabetes, cirrhosis of the liver, stomach ulcers, lung cancer, and other diseases known to produce the significant change in breath odor. You definitely want to be alerted to that. And I quote, an easy and effective mouthwash is all you need for the occasional bad breath or use daily. For prevention and good oral hygiene, peppermint essential oil is one that is recommended here in this book by the aromatherapist Valerie. Peppermint oil is best known for its beneficial effects on the digestive system as well, and most noticeable for bad breath. It is not considered that many oral cases of products, okay, including mouthwash, breath sprays, toothpaste, and candies, inappropriate types of sweets that you're using, okay, and candida incorporated in the stomach. We want to be alerted to candida and how it can affect you. It has a tendency to create alcohol in the gut, giving a child or yourself the experience of being intoxicated, giving this behavior of mood disorder. So some people that experience the gut problem with the candida can also experience behavior disorders or mood changes. So you want to be cautious of all of these things and making sure you talk to your aromatherapist, your naturopathic doctor, or your traditional MD. Now, I want you to understand that we can't cover